2138 at Park Rose.
2138, what can I do for you?
I have a bunch of ticked off customers at the 21 stop saying that 2137 pulled out of his layover area, had drop off only on his sign, and went right past them and out of the transit center.
Okay, that may be an operator. Yeah, 2137 is out of service. That bus was a fill above and beyond the regular paddle, and that operator is now back at the garage.
So 2138 is the only bus on the route?
Right now, yes. We are working on trying to get the rest of that filled.
Oh, that's lovely. Okay.
We're going to get it filled. It might just be, you know, part of a trip, so don't panic. We're getting service back out there.
Well, this is the first break I've had all night. It's been turn and burn everywhere with maybe a five-minute layover each side already. I started at 2:30.
I understand, and that's where those restroom delays come in. The more it's documented, the more scheduling sees it, the more the public sees it, the more the company is going to have to look at it.
Okay, I will be filling a report for scheduling because I've done 2137 and 2138, and it is physically impossible to stay on time for the first 4 hours of either one of those.
I strongly encourage that, absolutely, especially coming into the first weeks of school. I completely understand. That's why it's so important for you guys to document those restroom delays.
Well, I just don't take them because we're supposed to be providing customer service. And the more we do that, the more we have to listen to customers screaming at us for stuff that is not our fault.
Okay. I copy. I've been in your seat. I've driven the 21. I empathize with you. Go ahead and write that letter or that notice for scheduling and let me know how I can help. I'll even send you a message when we get service going and where it starts.
Okay, I will just do what I need to do.
Thank you. 2010.